Hey, welcome back to the Fireworks Podcast. My name is Jesse Dan Yusuf, your host, and this podcast is about the insights and stories on the business of creativity. I'm excited to get into this next episode, but before we do, can you consider giving us a subscribe and a positive review? Why not share to your friend? Let them know about this podcast. If you enjoy it, thank you very much. This episode, we're going to be talking about the art of sales storytelling. Yes, for many of you who sell any type of thing, products, services, if you're a freelancer, a startup founder, a C-suite, you will be very interested in this conversation. So why don't you just kick back, relax, listen. Let's go right into the episode. Welcome. Okay, yeah, so if you're like me, sales doesn't come naturally to you. And that's understandable. For many of us, we had to learn how to sell. I am just a storyteller. I'll say I have a gift of storytelling. But to sell, I had to learn as an entrepreneur. And I'm sure many of us are like that. So many of us cringe at the sight of going out, or the thought, pardon me, of going out, stepping out to go and tell people to buy something. We freak out at it. But others, some of you, that may come naturally. You are gifted. You can sell anything. You can sell ice to an Eskimo. You can sell sand to the desert people. If you're like the latter, you have a lot to teach the world. But if you're like me, that had to learn along the journey, then you enjoy this episode. So today we're going to be talking about the art of sales storytelling. And if you've seen the title of the podcast, it is Stop Selling, Start Storytelling. So here's the idea. Many of us, when we go to sell a product or a service, we only sell the features of those services. We sell, if it's a mobile phone, we sell, or it has how many megapixels, it has this amount of space, and so on and so forth. But here's what I've learned from companies like Apple and Nike. These people, they don't sell features per se. They sell emotions. They want you to feel something. And the way to sell emotions is through the power of storytelling. And I'm telling you, once you can crack this, you will be on your way to making many sales. So man has communicated through storytelling, you know, since man was created. And that's how we communicate. That's from even before we could write. Men in caves were drawing in caves, trying to tell a story, trying to pass information. You know, storytelling is the art of communicating, basically. And we read, we write, we listen, and that's how human beings have always, you know, communicated, through storytelling. We are told that a large portion of our conversations in the day, 65% of it, are all stories. You know, stories make us feel, stories make us think, stories make us retain information, right? In fact, stories does certain things to your brain. There's something called neural coupling. We're told that story has the ability to activate certain parts of our brain to make us feel as if we are the ones that experience that story. You know, that's why films have that effect on us, because the stories were able to trigger a part of our brain called neural coupling, where we can feel sad or angry or happy, right? Stories also release dopamines into our brains, right? When we hear a story, it emotionally charges us, and dopamine is released into our brain. I read somewhere that in a Harvest Business article stories have the effect of releasing oxytocin in our brain. So when we hear stories, right, we tend to connect. So I think oxytocin is that chemical in our brain that helps with trusting people and loving people. So what storytelling is doing in your brain is saying, hey, this chemical that is being released makes you feel safe, makes you want to trust people. You understand? So I'm sure there's much more that it does to our brain, but that's not my forte. But I just wanted to highlight that. Yeah. So if you are the great, I want you to think of something. Who is the greatest salesman you know? Who is the greatest salesman or saleswoman you know? They are great storytellers. I bet you 9 out of 10, they are great storytellers, because they are not exactly selling features. They are not exactly selling products or the product per se. You get what I'm saying? They are selling a connection. They are selling an emotion. They are selling a story. And the way they sell that, the way they get you to buy in is by connecting with you. And that's because your emotion has been bought and, you know, they use storytelling. Here's the thing. Many of us may say, oh, you may pause and say, oh, Jesse, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a good storyteller. Here's the thing, though. Every one of us tells stories already. It's either you're a good storyteller or you're a bad storyteller. Everyone is a storyteller. But as a business storyteller now, or as a sales storyteller now, what you're going to try and do is learn the framework for selling your product or selling your services. And even if you're in a management position, you should teach your sales reps how to tell stories. It's not just going around selling features. Many of us turn off or switch off when salespeople approach us because it's so boring, right? Oftentimes you find us buying into things that we don't even need just because we bought into a story and we connected. So that's that. Okay, so how do you use storytelling in sales? You know, to sell anything, you must first build a relationship. You must be definitely providing value. You must definitely be solving a problem. And lastly, you must be communicating. How do you build a relationship? How do you make connections? How do you provide value? How do you solve their problems? How do you communicate? So to package all of those things, if you really believe in your product, if you really believe in your service, you use storytelling. You use storytelling. I'm telling you, storytelling closes deals. Storytelling has done so much. I remember a story about someone telling me that they couldn't figure out which university to choose, and they now heard one of the universities that they went to, they just visited before they chose the university, they were seeing alumni sharing stories of their time there, and that's what drew them in. Just hearing those stories, the stories of the alumni sold the school, sold the university to that person that was sharing that story. So imagine people buying into your brand, into your product, into your service. Storytelling is the one that will help close those deals. That's why you need to hear stories. Listen, you can literally change people's lives if you really believe that your products can solve people's problems. So why are you not selling? And why are you not story selling? I don't know if that's a word I should coin right now. But yeah, so another thing we should understand is that storytelling builds strong connections. So when people hear your stories, they are able to trust you, they are able to fall in love with you, your brand, your product, and that in turn builds connections. It builds relationships, strong ones. That's why people are diehard Apple fans, people are diehard Nike fans or whatever product, because they've bought into that story. You understand? So remember, you already are a storyteller. You just need to learn how to tell a story that sells your products, right? So depending on who you're learning from. There are different kinds of storage structures, right? But for this conversation, I'm going to, there's the Joseph Campbell Hero's Journey story structure. Those of you who are more versed in like literature or storytelling writing, you know that there's the story structure of the three acts, which has a beginning, middle, and end. Of course, there's more that goes into that. But for this conversation, I'm going to be talking about the Freytag's pyramid. And Gustav Freytag is a man who lived in the 1800s, and he came up with this theory of story structure, his own story structure, where it has an introduction, a rising action, a climax, a falling action, and a conclusion. So what so I want you to pay attention to this very well. You can use this structure even in your tweets, in your blog post, in your speeches, when you're trying to sell anything. And it is this pyramid structure. I'm going to, if you're interested in getting this framework, sign up for my newsletter at jessedanyusuf.co, or you can go to any of my links on my social media at jessedanyusuf and sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to be sending it in out this framework during the week. So at the beginning, here's what you want to do. You want to introduce the character. You want to introduce the setting. You want to introduce probably the villain. You want to introduce time, place, right? Then sometimes some people introduce the conflict in this space. I know some of you maybe don't log off yet, but I'm telling you, if you can learn this, your sales is going to change. So what you do, for example, is like this. Think of it this way. When you're selling something, you say, oh, okay, I met so-and-so person. I met Mrs. X. She is the mother of so-and-so. She lives in so-and-so place, right? Then she has been having trouble trying to clean her house or something. Then we now enter the second part, which is called the rising action, right? Where you introduce your conflict, right? And you just lay it all out like this is what she's facing. Then the rising action will now lead to the climax. Now, the climax is the turning point of the story. So the climax is where you now say, oh, Mrs. Huso and X having this trouble doesn't have to face her fears alone, or doesn't have to face her problems alone. We can help her. So it is, the climax is that, is at that pace where you are able to change the story, and or you introducing your product or your service changes the person's story. So we move from introduction to rising action to climax, then to the falling action. Now, the falling action is where things start to change for the person, right? You introduce your product or your service, and them using that thing literally changes them, right? So your product or your service changes their lives or solves their problems. You need to be able to tell that kind of story. Then lastly, conclusion. So introduction, rising action, climax, falling action, conclusion. The conclusion, you now say, Mrs. X of so-and-so place who had this problem, because she was able to interact with our product or our service, she now lives this kind of life. She lives a happier life, and so-and-so. So the mistake many of us make is when we go to sell stuff, you just hear, oh, this car moves from 0 to 100 miles. In so-and-so seconds, or it has this, it has this, it has this. No, people want a feeling. The reason people go for many luxury brands, it's not because of, or the let me not just use luxury brand. The reason many people go for certain brands is not because it is better than some of the products out there. It's because they literally have a connection with it. They have an emotional connection with it. They have bought into the story of that brand. They have bought into the story of that product. That's how you do sales storytelling. So you have to learn it. It takes practice. You have to continuously do it. You have to continuously learn it and hone that skill, right? And I should be putting out an article this week that gives you maybe more context. So some of the examples of these stories that you can tell are case studies, testimonials, right? Give testimonials, do case studies of how, you know, your product has been used and how it impacted a business or a person, right? See testimonials, let people that have used your product or your service tell their own story. So sometimes all you're doing is curating these stories. So you may not exactly need to tell a story. You may need to, all you may need to do is what? Just curate these stories and tell them, like, hey, this is how so-and-so person used our product and it changed their lives. Okay, so don't forget that many of us use numbers. Numbers are not bad, but let numbers be part of your narrative, right? Don't just say numbers. Human beings hardly retain numbers. We are doing so much with our brain already. So what people will do is they will remember numbers in a narrative. They will remember numbers in a narrative. They will remember the data in your story. If you just go about selling with just data, or 65% of so and so does this, this has increased by 200%. No. It's not going to go anywhere. You need to tell a story. You need to tell a story with those numbers, and you need to learn how to do that. So what you need to do is gather as many stories as you can, curate as many stories as you can, talk about the problem, use stories to talk about the problem. Oh, I was in your position at so-and-so point in my life. I had this problem until I now developed this solution, and now this is how it has impacted me. You know, tell the story of the problem. Tell the story of you trying to solve the problem. Tell the story of the solution, which is your product or your service. It will greatly, greatly help you make that connection, help you build that rapport, help people buy into what you're selling emotionally. You understand? So gather all these stories. Gather stories from people that have use your product. Just before I started recording this, I was so excited because a student of mine sent me a voice note because I had been teaching on finding your audience and building a community. So for me, I titled that as Find Your Tribe, Build a Village. And he sent me messages, hey Jesse, about Find Your Tribe, Build a Village. You gave us an assignment to build a community of 1,000 people. I did not know how I was going to do it, but I went and I did it. Then he sent me a screenshot of his Facebook group community, where in 2 weeks he had built it to having 1,000 people in that community. I was so impressed. I called my wife and I showed her. I was like, look at what my student is doing. And he was just thanking me in his voice note about how it's changing his life. I was like, no, you're changing my life, because it's proving to me that what I am teaching works. You know, that's very exciting for me. I had a friend also who sent me a message talking about how after I had finished teaching on personal branding, he went and wrote a book on personal branding. I love seeing stories like that. So what are the stories you are curating? Gather all these stories. You could document them and just keep them, then repurpose them and reformat them so that they fit different formats or platforms where you're trying to tell your story. It could be a blog post on LinkedIn. It could be a Twitter thread. It could be a video on YouTube. You know, it could be a short clip on Instagram or a reel or a TikTok video. But make sure you are telling a story. And remember, every story has a beginning, middle, and end. Or if you want to use Gustav Freytag's framework, which is about introduction, rising action, climax, falling action, and conclusion. You could use that. But make sure you are telling your story. Make sure that you are selling, you are storytelling. Make sure that your sales are storytelling. So stop selling, start storytelling. Okay, thank you. If you love this episode, can you consider subscribing? And if you've not yet given us a positive rating, we would love to hear feedback from you. I send out free newsletters every Friday as well. If you're not yet signed up, go to jessedanyusuf.co. That is jessedanyusuf.co to get my newsletter and podcast that drops every week, and also free workshops. Free value, guys. I'm giving so much value. Please take advantage of it. All right. See you at the next episode. See you next week. Have an amazing weekend. God bless.